Today on The Local, we are joined by Jeff Radford of the Hennepin County Library, who is talking to us about an ambitious project that is accessible to anyone who's interested in learning more about Minnesota music. That is called Min Spin. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. I appreciate the opportunity.
Min Spin, did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, and congratulations, because many times people do not pronounce it right, and I have to go forward and correct them. I've even had artists on stage mispronounce this and have to go up and grab the microphone and say, no, it's Min Spin.
Because it's spelled out M-N Spin if people are looking on their Google
machine. So yeah, if you think of it phonically, it's M-I-N-N-S-P-I-N.
So tell us a little bit about what you're looking to accomplish with this project.
Yeah, sure. MinSpin's a platform of the Hennepin County Library website where we showcase Minnesota music. It's Minnesota music from all over the state. It's curated by experts that we bring in to do this curation work. It's kind of like, say, SoundCloud or Spotify, but it's exclusively for Minnesota music.
So how was the MinSpin project conceived?
Well, I've been a music librarian at the main library in downtown Minneapolis for quite a while, and thus I've met a lot of musicians and artists over the years. And I noticed more and more talking to them as things moved from CDs into streaming that nobody was making any money. If you've seen any of the checks from an artist for their streaming, it's abysmal. So I was feeling kind of bad about that, since I know so many folks in the music community. And I heard about a project like this from other libraries. So I contacted a vendor who specializes in connecting music communities with public libraries. It was like a great fit for us. So contacted them, wrote a proposal. One thing led to another. We got funded by the Friends of the Library, who I always have to give a great shout out to, because every year they fund us to pay the artists. So I really appreciate their efforts. And it took off, and we went through the process of forming a team and having our first round of submissions and curation and all that. Now we're in our fourth year. We just added 93 new artists just a month or so ago.
You are compensating the artists. How is it that they are benefiting from submitting their work here?
Well, a couple of ways. Of course, there's the financial aspect. It's $200 for an album. It's got to be at least 4 songs or 10 minutes of music, so we pay the $200 for that if artists are accepted into the program for that particular year. And also, it's a new platform, a new chance for folks to hear their music. We have a lot of library card holders, and those folks can actually download the music, but anybody can stream. As you know from up there, you can stream us. So it's a new opportunity for artists to be heard by folks from all over the country, all over the world when you think about it.
And what is the process for submission?
That's pretty cool, actually. It came from our vendor, and other libraries around the country and Canada are sharing the same process. It's actually kind of fun. What it is like right now we're open for submission. So say you're an artist, you click on a banner on our site, takes you into an interface. You upload 1 song from an album, tell us a little bit about yourself, some bio stuff, upload a picture. That will go to our curator team, and then they will evaluate and curate the music according to our genre balance, that kind of stuff. If you're accepted, we ask you to upload the rest of your album, and for that we'll give you $200, and it's a 2-year contract. It is a contract you have to sign, but you do retain all rights for your music.
How long is the entry period? Is the entry period happening right now?
It's running till March 24th.
If an artist recorded an album 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, can they still submit that work?
5 years is our limit. We want more contemporary, current music, so we do ask folks to submit things that were recorded in the past 5 years.
Who makes these decisions as far as who would be accepted into this MinSpin library?
Every year we bring in a curator team. This is usually seven community members, curators, and then we have 3 folks from our staff. We have a lot of musicians on our staff, a lot of artists, and so those folks have a lot to contribute. We look for folks who have a genre expertise or expertise across several genres and ask them to listen to evaluate music that they're comfortable with in terms of their music knowledge.
I've seen some live streams that you guys have sponsored, MinSpin has sponsored, and we've seen Superior Siren from here in Duluth has performed in that.
Yeah, she was great.
Is there any sort of discovery that you've had of your own while working with MinSpin that has really excited you, a certain artist?
One of the really cool things about our interface is it's keyword searchable, it's genre searchable. So if, say, you're interested in someday you feel like hearing jazz, just put the word jazz in the box, and all these artists who who play jazz come up. So the discovery is really cool. So whenever I feel like I want to hear a particular genre or a particular artist, I'll just plug in, I'll just use that search function. We have 17 different genres built into Minspin, so you have a lot of options. And you're always discovering new folks, because we have folks who have been around, like Brother Willie, you know, who are really up there. But we have a lot of folks who just maybe recorded in their basement studio. So it's a whole range of artists, from the up-and-coming, brand new, to the folks who are pretty well-established. There's always something new to discover.
Fantastic. And you said that you're a music librarian. How does somebody become a music librarian?
Well, you got to go to library school, what we call library school. It's like business school, but it's for libraries. It's a two-year course. There's a master's degree. I was not trained as a music librarian. Like so many jobs we learn in the job. I've been with the library for 27 years. I've done everything from shell books to drive the bookmobile to work in government documents to doing this music gig for the past 15 years. So it just kind of work your way into it. It's like so many other workplace situations. You can get a degree in music librarianship, but it just wasn't my route.
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience that we haven't hit on yet about Minspin?
I'm trying to expand Minspin more than ever to other parts of the state to get artists involved up there, western Minnesota. We do have a lot of focus, of course, in the cities, but I'm really trying to make this an all-state program and get more artists, more genres, you know, more folks of color involved, you know, or we really value diversity with Minspin, so we're always trying to expand that. So I just really welcome the chance to be able to talk to you folks.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jeff Radford of Minspin. If you are looking to submit your work to the Minspin collection, the date again to get that in by is?
March 24th.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us today, Jeff.
Thank you.